Welcome to the Breathe Meditation for the Week, written and produced to help you know, love, and enjoy God, to follow Him with your heart, and to love like Jesus. The title for this week is No Regrets. When we admit to God that we've wandered away in thought and deed, He forgives the offense and more. He pursues us to clean us up over time and to make us holy. At one time, I referred to this verse as the get-out-of-jail-free card from the board game Monopoly. And in a sense, it is. He paid a debt he didn't owe. Yes, He paid a debt He didn't owe for a debt that I couldn't pay. The way God goes about helping us to get to no regrets cost Jesus His life. So it isn't cheap like Monopoly money. It's so opposite of how the world works. Consider His offer here. There is no solitary confinement, no go to your room with anger and negative emotion for emphasis, no penalty box, no show me the money as though you should be able to pay the penalty, no powering up demand like what were you thinking? No, this is it, we're finished, no withdrawal of love, acceptance, or presence. When the prodigal son returns, as we see here in Luke 15, it's all about homecoming. It's about celebrating and a fresh start. All it takes is for us prodigal sons and daughters is to turn in the homeward direction and say, I've messed up honestly and without blame or rationalizing, and bam, God forgives. Reflect. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and sustain me with a willing spirit. Prayer for the week. I'm tired, God, of lugging this bag of regrets around. Weary is a better word. They are what they are, things I did, thoughts I entertained, or words I said that are not fitting for one of your kids. Help me get back on track with things. And thank you, Jesus, for paying the price that I couldn't pay. Amen.